Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Abba Nahu Yahweh, Bahashem, Yahweh Shai, peace and blessings. I wanted to just give you brothers and sisters out there an update and just, let you know what's going on. First, before I get started, I just want to say thank you to the few and faithful brothers that's been, donating. I greatly appreciate it. This platform, it reaches tens of thousands of people, and it's few faithful brothers that are showing charity and showing mercy. Something that's rare in this time and age, And I'll just say it like this, that the last broadcast that I did, asking brothers and sisters to help, I went on here and took that broadcast down. That day was very difficult for me, and to be totally honest, I was in a really bad situation so far as like what they was doing against me, and so the Lord, delivered me from that period of time, that situation, and the next day I felt a lot better. It's other things that's going on so far is, with my health. And of course these, medications and stuff like that, that they give us for our infirmities, have side effects. So I discontinued one of Esau's pills because it was lowering my blood pressure way too much, and it was making me nauseous on top of what they would, what the enemy is doing against me covertly. So the next day, I felt a lot better. And after just, meditating on the whole situation in prayer, asking the Lord for, for deliverance, the Lord pulled me through that situation. And so everything is, everything then is leveled back. So I thank you, brothers and sisters out there. I want to read a scripture. I'm on my break right now, but I want to read a scripture because a lot of our people, they lack charity. They lack mercy. When it comes to money, it's a real touchy situation. The Bible says that money is a defense. So everybody needs money, especially in this society. The disciples understood that, the Lord, with his ministry, knew that they had to help people, and unfortunately, it was a devil amongst Yahweh Shai's camp, which was Judas, who was in charge of treasury, and he was stingy. He was very stingy, and wanted to basically make an opportunity, especially the one scripture where the woman was using some precious oils to anoint the Lord's body, and I think she was anointing his feet, if I'm not mistaken, or I don't remember the scripture right offhand. But the point is that he was like, we could save it and we can sell it, So money is always like an issue. And I just for years, I really never pushed that issue because I know how people are when it comes to money. People get flaky, but also people are scandalous, they take advantage of our people. They take advantage of our kindness, and I just had that situation to happen to me this week. I extended mercy and charity and was an ear to a fellow Israelite, and I was totally disrespected, just because I'm going into something that is biblical. The subject was polygamy. Polygamy is in the Bible. You know, if those people out there don't know what polygamy is, it's a man who has multiple wives. The nation of Israel, Jacob, who his name was changed to Israel after he wrestled with the angel, his you know, his situation was that he had multiple wives, and that's how the 12 tribes of Israel came about. Moses had you know, multiple wives, or you know, he had more than one wife. The parable of the Messiah, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, the 10 virgins, that's a parable of soon to be multiple wives. So you had the five wives who became his you know, his brides, and then you had the five foolish. So it was a total of 10 brides. That represents the kingdom of heaven. So, you know, the Jake woman had a problem with that, because a lot of these women, they want to hold on to the power that they got in the society. And so an Israelite man exercising his right to have more than one wife, that diminishes their power, because now that one woman is not holding, you know, things against them, you know, like sex and playing mind games and the things that women do to try to usurp authority. So this woman, you know, calling herself in the truth and can quote scriptures left and right, you know, and she's a, you know, affiliated with one of the major camps so far as who she teach from. But then when I explained to her that that particular camp pretty much teaches about polygamy, about multiple wives, about concubines. On this side, during Jacob's trouble, she had a real problem with Isaiah 4:1. And she became deceptive and wicked and tried to twist my words, you know, going into the heathens being our bedwenches, you know, our concubines. So she had a problem with the other nation, specifically Esau, being a concubine. So she, you know, she was trying to twist my words, you know, as if the heathens are going to partake in the kingdom of heaven with us. No heathens is going to partake. But she had a real problem with Jake's being able to deal with the other nations. I went into Solomon and King David, who had, you know, women of the other nations. You know, not only he had King David also had Israelite women who were concubines, but also, you know, he had other nations. That's how kings operate. That's you know, that's warfare. You have spoils of war, and in any war, the women become spoils of war. So, you know, she had an issue with that. And if it be the Lord's will, I wanna get into this topic more and more, because a lot of women, especially those that call themselves in the truth, they full of shit, really. You know, they will shalom you until your ears fall off and wear head wraps and fringes and, you know, beautiful garments and stuff like that. But when it comes to being submissive, when it comes to getting in order, they don't want to do it. They all full of shit when it comes to that. You know, very few women will understand and know that for a man to take on, And really, it's going to be the women that's going to take hold to seven women will take hold to one man to take away their reproach, to take away their sin and iniquity, because that elect man is going to be her protection in the last days. So a lot of you women out there that have a problem with that, you have to pray to the Lord, because if you have that wicked, demonic spirit of one in control, that spirit of Jezebel, the Lord ain't gonna protect you in these last days. You know, if you have that kind of spirit, that spirit of Jezebel, you want to usurp authority. And that woman, she disrespected me, told me to shut up several times, trying to rebuke me. I went into the scriptures telling her about not usurping authority. It's like it went over her head, you know, she took no concern about how she was talking to me. And I told her, you need to watch your mouth, because you're disrespecting a prophet, you know, you're disrespecting a servant of the Lord, you know. And if I have a favor with the Lord and she's talking to me in that manner, the Lord's going to judge her. And I that was the last text that I texted her before I blocked her ass. I said, the Lord going to judge you. And I left it alone, because what she was doing was she was going into the prophecies and about Jacob's trouble. And I go into that. But then the balance is, it's the peace, it's the comfort, it's the joy that you're supposed to have in these last days. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have a peace and comfort and joy in your heart in the midst of trouble, in the midst of, calamity and tribulation. Because a lot of our people, they don't have that. They don't have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to comfort you. So hearing about Jacob's trouble and every lesson without balancing it out, because the Lord said that my servants shall eat, my servants will drink and leap for joy. So how are you going to have that kind of mindset if all you talking about is doom and gloom and you're not giving people hope? The scripture says we're prisoners of hope. So you're supposed to give the people hope. And every time I try to get her back on track to she went back into that doom and gloom. And the scripture do talk about how the prophets would teach of lamentations, mourning and woe. But then when you go into the New Testament, the Lord told us to not be troubled. You know what I'm saying? He told us to not be fearful, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. In order to be that way, you have to have a level of peace. You have to have a level of joy and confidence in the Lord. So even myself, I'm growing in this truth, you know, as we all are. I'm growing in this truth, and I'm realizing more and more to preach the gospel, to preach the good news. So she had a real problem with that. And I told her, she was so focused on the camps. I said, what about Yahushua? What about him? And that's where idolatry comes in at. Idolatry comes in where you put in your camp, or you put a leader over Yahushua. You put a leader over Yahweh. That's not right. So going back to what I was mentioning, you know, earlier, how we treat each other. A lot of our people, they don't get it. They just look at Israelites, you know, especially those that might not have influence or power in the society, or not liked, or, you know, or not, you know, they don't have, fame or just, you know, like popularity and all of that. A lot of our people, they're like, who is he, or, you know, who is she? They're nobodies. But they don't realize that how you treat a brother or a sister of the fold, of Yahushua's fold, you're treating Yahushua the same way. So, like, say if a brother or a sister needed something and you have the opportunity to help them, but some in your heart or your mind is stopping you, or you just like, oh, I'm not going to do that. Well, let's see what the Lord said. Because what you do to a brother or sister, you're actually doing it to Yahushua. So this is in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. It says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. So how you treat a brother or a sister, the least of, and you just disrespect them, or you just, you know, you hear them crying out for help, or not even, don't even have concern. And you just, you know, it's just like, oh, it's not my problem. Well, you're doing that to Yahweh Shai. And the Lord sees that. He sees your heart. Because the Bible go into a charity. Charity wipe away a multitude of sins. So we all should be doing things to help each other. You know, some brothers and sisters, they're not in a position to. But if you are, you know, like, you know, he spoke of, where it says, I was a stranger, you took me in, I was sick and you visited me. That's very important. You know, some brothers, some sisters are going through things. They're, you know, they're sick, whether it be like physically, even spiritually, mentally. And you don't visit them. You don't take the time to check on them. Well, what you're doing to Yahweh Shai, you know. So keep that in mind, you know. If you have that in your spirit where you just only thinking about yourself or your family, and you just, you know, you're basically being a user. You're getting something out of something. But then you don't want to help. You don't want to build. You know, you just you don't have no concern. You have a selfish spirit. You know, the Lord don't like that. The Lord hates when you do things like that, because it's all about what the two greatest commandments: love the Heavenly Father with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. A lot of people, they don't love their neighbor. This is a very evil and selfish society, man. People, they'll do anything for money. They'll sell out their friends. They'll sell out their family. They'll work against people. They'll do evil, wicked shit for money. Because they have no integrity. A lot of people in these last days, they're betrayers, man. They have the spirit of Judas. The last broadcast, now that the broadcast before last, I went into the GIP program, which is the Ghetto Informant Program. You got a lot of people out here that are getting paid to spy on people, getting paid to be false accusers, false witnesses. It's a very evil thing because they are of their father, the devil. They're devils, man. And the Lord gonna judge them, man, each and every one of them. All you spies out there, all you wicked people that are coming against God's people for teaching the truth, and you go and follow a multitude to do evil, woe unto you. The Lord's going to destroy you because you don't have enough integrity to walk away for what your handlers want you to do. So the Lord going to allow you to remain in that confusion, and you're going to be consumed in that confusion, you know. So that's pretty much it. You know, I'm going to end this broadcast. I say shalom, peace and blessings to you brothers and sisters out there. And if it be the Lord's will, I will do a lesson going into Isaiah 4:1, because the Lord is really putting on my spirit to go into this, especially the haughty spirit that a lot of these Jake women got. They don't want to get in order. They, you know, even the ones that call themselves Israelites, and a lot of them, they're more worse than the ones that's in the world, because they have the knowledge of Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai, and they become proud and want to teach a man when they should be falling back. So they just got a proud spirit. The scripture says, pride, what's that? Pride before destruction, or let me see if I can find it right quick. And then I'll try to eat my lunch. But I wanted to do this, this quick broadcast. So this is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So that wicked Negro woman, calling herself an Israelite, she has a lot of pride. And if she don't repent, she has destruction waiting for her. It says, she has a haughty spirit too. She in a bad situation. She's actually targeted. She's targeted. And if anybody that's targeted, you should have a humble spirit, because it's such a harsh and heavy affliction that there would be no room for a haughty spirit. But she has a haughty spirit, and then play the victim, because people are coming against her, but she's not in order. So the Lord is allowing these situations to happen because she's not learning. But if she don't repent, she don't learn from it, she's gonna fall. She's gonna be destroyed. The Lord gonna allow her enemies to overcome her. And that's unfortunate. But a lot of you Jake women, you're gonna learn the hard way. You're really gonna learn the hard way when martial law. You tripping about sharing your man. Who's an elect, or if a Jake, choose to have a concubine from another nation. You got a problem with that, but you can't even get in order. You can't even fall back. So the Lord just gonna allow you to keep talking shit until the Lord judge you. I want to give all praises, glory, and honor to Abba Nawa Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai, Shalom.